What's with him? I haven't seen him this happy since he had his picture taken at the auto show with Adam West.
Son, is everything all right?
Did you make a new friend on the teen chat line?
It's nothing like that. Mom, Dad, I got a little surprise for the two of you. I think I might just buy you a 30-room mansion in Beverly Hills, California, complete with push-button phones.
Did you win that raffle at the paint store?
No, Mom. I won the genetic raffle. Look at this face. What do you see? Look at it, Dad. What do you see? What do you see? Say it. Say it.
Well, I mean, it's a face.
Yeah, but what kind of face?
Pale? Pasty? Psychotic?
No, Dad. It's a neatly chiseled, well-groomed, drop-dead handsome face.
Chris, have you been using polyurethane in an unventilated room again?
No. Now brace yourselves, you two. I'm going to become a male model. You're always saying I can do anything I want to do if I put my mind to it. This is something I can do without putting my mind to it at all.
You know, Chris, you can't just walk into the glamorous, high-paying world of male modeling. It takes hard work. It takes dedication. And
a semi-moderate amount of attractiveness.
Ma, don't you think I know that? I'm like a rough diamond that just needs a little polishing, that's all. And that's exactly what Handsome Boy Modeling School is going to do for me. Look at this ad I found in the Penny Saver today.
Handsome Boy Modeling School wants handsome fellas to train to become successful male models. Bring your beautiful face and a check for $60 down to our swank offices located off Route 9 behind the carpet warehouse. So maybe you want to think about this a little more.
Dad, I can't. I'm not getting any younger. These are the prettiest years of my life. Dad, I'm late for my personal interview. Now, when I walk out this door here, it would be nice if I knew in my heart that I have your blessings, your best wishes, and your full support.
Well, you don't.
That's great, honey. It must be beginner's luck.
Hi, I'm here for the interview.
Oh, sorry, I'll be right with you. Hey, you didn't park in the carpet store, did you? Because they'll tow you. They're bastards. Honey, my 10 o'clock is here. I gotta go. Yeah, well, just keep it in the trunk, and I'll take care of it when I get home. I love you, too. How about that? My wife just bagged her first deer.
Wow, she sounds like a wonderful woman.
She is. Not much in the face department, but she's got a heart of gold. So I'm Ted Baines, president of Handsome Boy Modeling School. Welcome to our swank offices. You have the $60?
Well, Mr. Baines, why don't you first tell me a little bit about the Handsome Boy curriculum,
Look, son, we run a very intensive one-week program here. It's not for everybody. If you qualify, you'll be taught all the ins and outs of male modeling. But, excuse me, are those cheek implants?
No, not that I know of.
Well, then you got some great cheekbones.
Wow. Well, thank you. I always thought my nose was my best feature. Can you see it? Take a look.
Yeah, good nose. It's a Roman pug, which is very rare. Very lucky. So, let's answer a few questions here, see if you qualify. Name?
Chris Peterson.
Okay, occupation?
Paperboy.
And you're giving that up to become a male model? That's gutsy, kid. You got something down below, huh? All right, now, would you consider your build to be muscular, athletic, trim, or lean?
Well, actually, it's more like soft dough.
All right, and lastly, are you or any member of your family affiliated with the television program 60 Minutes?
No. Occasionally I enjoy Andy Rooney, but that's...
That's okay. I like him, too. All right, well, let's add up your score and see if you qualify, then. Yep, just as I figured, you qualify. You have the $60?
Yes, I do.
And you just sign here, and you are now officially a male model in training.
Great.
Is your trainee cap? This class is tonight. You'll be instructed by an internationally famous male model. Well, good luck.
Thanks, Mr. Baines. I won't let you down, I promise.
Well, as long as this check clears, your ace is with me.
Hi.
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
Actually, it's reserved for a model in training, not for members of the custodial staff.
Oh, my, sounds like someone's drawing battle lines. Well,
let me tell you something, pal. What you're going through right now is called an awkward stage, okay? You'll grow out of it. I was an ugly duckling once, too. Now look at me. I'm a beautiful swan.
Let's get something straight, you little troll. You can sit there, but I don't have time for your inane squawkings. I'm going to graduate head of the class. I'm going to make so much money, I'll be able to buy my own island in the Caribbean.
How exciting. Can I just say one thing? You're nuts.
Stay out of my way. Understand? Because this rocket's headed for the stars, and there isn't enough oxygen up there for the two of us.
I'm sorry, what did you say? You had a butt lift?
What embarrassing. Our students, please take your seats. Let's begin. I'm Ted Baines, president of Handsome Boy. And I'm your modeling instructor.
Excuse me, you're the internationally famous male model?
Well, sort of. I used to appear at home improvement shows as King Plywood. I will be instructing you in all areas of fashion modeling. You'll learn all the basic poses, such as the gee, I wonder what time it is pose. And the what's off in the distance while I'm being handsome pose. And, of course, the ever-popular, could I have a side order of bacon with that, please, pose?
Excuse me, I can do those poses in my sleep. Am I going to be able to move at my own speed in this class, or am I going to have to keep pace with the rest of these snails?
Is it possible for you to go 5 minutes without saying something stupid?
Actually, no, I think 30 seconds is my limit.
What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything. This is just the way my body is and where my hand is. I'm in my own space. There's absolutely nothing illegal about it, and you can't do a thing about it.
Yes, there is. I can slap your hand away.
Okay, that's assault and battery, and now I can sue your ass.
Hey, come on, you two. No cat fights in my classroom. What's your name, son?
I am Sapphire.
Hey, very flashy. I like that. And what's your name again?
I am Sparkles.
Interesting. Well, Sapphire and Sparkles, all of you, this next week will be full of a lot of pain and a lot of sweat. It won't be easy. Some of you won't make it. Those of you who do may achieve the ultimate pinnacle of this glorious occupation. A runway show at a local department store. God, how I pray you all have that experience just once in your life. And now, gentlemen, let's make models. Right, the attitude is like saying scum. You're all scum. I'm better. You're all scum.
Pretty woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, kind of like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you. You're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me? Pretty woman, I couldn't help but see. Pretty woman.
of the male modeling profession to give 100% at every photo session, to be punctual and reliable, and not to throw too many hissy fits. Models, sit down.
Walking like that for? Did you dislocate your hip?
Dad, I'm pacing, and that's my model walk. And for the last time, my name is not Chris. I'm Sparkles. Chris is dead, and he's never coming back. It's been a week since I graduated handsome boy. How come nobody's called with any work for me?
I don't know. About an hour ago, I accidentally knocked the phone off the hook for 3 seconds. Maybe everyone tried to call you then.
Dad, how can you be so clumsy at a time like this? If they can't reach me, they'll give all my jobs to Sapphire.
Who's she?
I'll get it. Hello? Hello? Yes, this is Sparkles Peterson. Oh, hello, Mr. Baines. Yes, I'm available. Well, fantastico. Yes, I'll be there with bells on.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, Mr. Naysayer, I'm going off on my first professional modeling gig.
Who's it for, dear?
You know, Ma, I forgot to ask. I only know it puts me one step closer to the ultimate pinnacle of success in my field, a runway show.
Well, Chris, I'm going to be honest with you. I was a little dubious when this whole thing first began, but now I got to tell you, I'm really impressed. Go get him, Speckles.
Thank you. It's Sparkles, but thank you.
So, are we going to finish up the ad for Muscle Quick today?
Yeah, we got the after shot. Now we got to do the before. Some fat guy's coming in. We're going to take his picture in the same pose, and then we slap on Muscle Man's face. You know, that old scam.
Huh. Wow.
He's too muscle-less now. Great, he's a real blob.
Sparkles, professional male model.
Sparkles, huh? You like work for the circus or something?
You know, I never have, but that would be a challenge. Those people put in incredible hours. So, where do I get made up?
Well, you don't need any makeup for this.
Oh, you know, you're probably right. I have what's called combination skin, and that seems to have a glow of its own under the lights.
Why don't you move over here?
Right over here?
We'll line up the shot, all right?
Great.
Okay.
So what's the shot for, anyway?
You don't know?
No, they just said it was a rush job.
You must be another handsome boy graduate. Well, actually, this is an ad for a new health drink.
Oh, well, fabulous. That's wonderful. I wish you much luck with it. So, does this mean there'll be a free crate of the stuff or what? You know, because I've heard about those kind of perks.
Why don't we get started?
Sure. Oh, nice. What is that, a little reggae? Yeah, that's nice. That ought to loosen me up a little. Okay, ready? Something like this?
Great.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
This?
Good. You know what? Let's try some crazier stuff, okay? Why don't you take the jacket?
Great idea. I should have thought of that myself. Terrific idea. Okay. Something like this.
Good.
Hey.
That's incredible.
Hey, this is so wonderful. I can't believe I'm actually modeling. And I'm really good at it, too, aren't I?
You know what? Yeah. Why don't we take the tie off, throw it in the air, go nuts for it.
Yeah, great. Terrific idea. Okay. Should have thought I'm doing this, but...
Huh.
You're an athlete. And the poses are just, they're kind of like pouring out of me.
Okay, take your shirt off, right?
Do what?
Take your shirt off. You said you're a professional model, man. We gotta have this for the ad.
Well, nobody said anything about taking the shirt off.
Don't worry about it. You're doing fantastic.
There it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. This is what we're talking about.
Beautiful.
it.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you.
Well, I guess I just have my first taste of the filthy side of this business. Need I remind you, sirs, I am a male model, not a male prostitute. I'm going home now to vomit.
It turned out to be a lovely day, didn't it?
Almost done, sweetheart. My legs are getting a little numb.
Just shift your weight, honey. I gave you a break an hour ago.
Okay, but it looks like Bobby's getting ready to faint again.
Fresh air! Jimmy and Bobby, you get back here. I'm not done yet.
Oh, Larry, you're not going to believe what I've been through today.
Chris.
Huh?
You do not live in this house.
Uh-huh.
If you want to come over, call first. This will give us ample time to get in the car and drive away.
That's very nice, Sharon. Just stamp on my heart in my time of need. Larry, I just came from my first modeling gig. It was a total disaster.
Who would have guessed?
Larry, it was awful. They treated me like I was Marilyn Chambers. They made me take off my top.
Thank you for putting that image in my mind.
Don't you understand? Those photos could wind up anywhere. Oh, modeling just sucks. I'm completely revolted and disenchanted. Pretty much the way you probably felt on your honeymoon.
Chris, it's real simple what happened here. You wanted to be a male model, but you can't be. And as usual, you're the last one on the planet to figure that out.
You know, Sharon, for once in your life, you might be right. I guess I just couldn't see beyond the brim of my handsome boy trainee cap. I'm a failure as a model.
That's not exactly true. You're a failure at many things.
All I'll ever get are cheap, sleazy ads, while guys with half my looks will be prancing up and down the runway at Drexler's department store, making everyone in the audience feel like dirt. Damn, why can't that be me? Wait a second. It can be me. It can. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go down to Drexler's, and I'm going to live my dream. One way or another, I'm going to be in a runway show.
Hi. How you doing?
Oh, my God, they're gorgeous. This is the most beautiful piece of clothing I've ever put on my body. Okay, this is it, folks. Line up. My first runway show. I'm only 30. Sapphire!
Sparkles?
What are you doing here?
I'm in the show, honey. What are you doing here?
You're in the show? Who did you sleep with?
I got my job through the Ford agency, sweet cakes. What agency could you possibly be with?
Oh, well, I'm actually with the I'm Better Than You agency. It's affiliated with the I Hate Your Guts agency.
Wait a second. I know what you're doing. You're crashing the runway show, you pathetic little titmouse.
Yeah, that's right, pal. And nobody's going to stop this little pathetic mouse tit or whatever the hell. Come on, move it up. Oh, jeez.
Who's the little titmouse now?
Ow! Stop! I'm bruised easily.
This spring, Misha Yakutira flashes the buttocks with bold black while delicately highlighting the groin area with double pleats and avoiding the accentuated shoulders of the 80s. The overall silhouette commands attention while gently guiding the eye to the groin area without betraying the muted beauty of the buttocks region.
All right, I give up. You win.
Good. Oh, my God. It's Misha Yakutira in person.
Oh, that's him, huh?
Uh-huh.
Huh. What was that, Sapphire? You're going to go out there and stick your backside out in an unflattering way? Betraying the muted beauty of the buttocks? But that would go against everything Mr. Yakutira is trying to achieve. This.
Shut up! It isn't true! No, stop! Yeah, I would never betray the muted beauty of the buttocks. He's an imposter! He barely graduated handsome boy! Let me go!
Oh, my. That's sad, isn't it? Well, I have to go model Mr. Yakutira's new spring line now. Properly. Excuse me. had finally made it. It was a dream come true. Every penny of the 60 bucks I paid Handsome Boy was up there on that runway. The crowd looked on with a combination of awe, love, and admiration. And I could tell by the faces of my fellow models that I was doing everything just right. I even caught a glimpse of my old instructor, Ted Baines. I could tell he had never been prouder. Everything had come full circle. I could now retire with dignity. But for a few moments, I was a star. I felt like a cross between Samson, Valentino, and for some reason, Nancy Reagan. It was the single most beautiful experience of my young life, with the exception of the moment when some fat guy threw his sneaker at me for no apparent reason. Before I knew it, security forces rushed the stage to protect me from my adoring fans. Someone once said, the worst thing about climbing a mountain is that once you've reached the top, there's nowhere else to go. Well, I don't know what the hell that means. I think it has something to do with camping. But one thing I do know is that for a single fleeting moment, I had peaked. I was a winner. I felt like Secretariat the night he won the Indy 500.